around her feel safe to trust and inspired to get creative and to be adventurous. Valerie's journey from professional ballerina to one of the most successful college gymnastics coaches of all time is only possible because of how she makes people feel. They have to trust her. The championships her teams have won have come from her focusing more on her student-athletes' success in life than anything else. I don't think it's a coincidence that Olympians from around the world come to her program. These are athletes who have already achieved the highest level of success in their athletic careers, but they gravitate toward Valerie because they know she is going to make them better people. I felt very close to Valerie from the beginning of our friendship. Our relationship has continued to grow closer with each passing year. She refers to herself as my curly-haired daughter, which is a welcome addition to my existing three daughters. We also share a special bond, as we are both breast cancer survivors. When people hear about the antics Valerie and I get up to, they are often surprised at how close she became to my dad, legendary basketball coach John Wooden. He had been retired for decades before the two ever met. The thing is, Valerie and I are very much alike in spirit, which also makes us similar in nature to that of my mother, Nellie. Daddy was a quiet, button-down gentleman. His full name was John Roberts, and so my grandparents called him John Bob. One of my favorite stories is when my mom's folks said to her while they were dating, "Nellie, we really like John Bob, but we're really just afraid he's not going to amount to anything." Of course, he went on to become the greatest college basketball coach in history. This is the first point of similarity between Valerie and my dad. People underestimated what they were capable of because they didn't understand their inner drive for excellence. My dad and Valerie were very different, but they shared the same values. My dad cared deeply for those around him and wanted them to succeed. Valerie is the same way. Early in his career, my mom wanted Daddy to succeed and was the free spirit that I believe helped push him to greatness. She encouraged him to take a public speaking class because he was so shy. He trusted her, took the class, and gained more confidence because of it. My dad was attracted to my mom's loving strength, and I believe he saw that in Valerie from the moment they connected. In kind, Valerie married Bobby Field, a former UCLA football coach, who has the same quiet, calm demeanor as my dad that provides the balance in their relationship. In truth, it was Bobby who knew my father before Valerie did. However, just as my mother pushed Daddy to stand up and speak, it was Valerie who pushed Bobby to pick up the phone and invite my dad over for their first dinner together. A lot of people in this world will have dreams, but there's a lot of work that goes on in the background to make those dreams come true. Daddy was meticulous in his preparation. Valerie is meticulous in the life lessons she teaches her young student athletes through gymnastics. Neither of them was successful by accident. My dad was intentional with what he wanted and went after it. Valerie has done the same thing. Their relationship happened because Valerie did the work. Valerie was the one who asked Bobby to set up the dinner. Valerie was the one who invited Daddy to attend the women's gymnastics meets. Their relationship wasn't luck or coincidence. Their relationship happened because Valerie made it happen, and they bonded because the chemistry was right. Before Valerie invited him, Daddy had never attended a UCLA women's gymnastics meet. Once he saw how Valerie treated her athletes, he was hooked. My dad cared for his players, but watching the outward affection shown by Valerie and the reciprocation by her girls was a new and exciting experience for him. My dad won more NCAA basketball championships than any coach in history, but his definition of success doesn't include the word winning. Valerie comes from a background of dance, where there's no such thing as winning, only doing your best to have a successful performance. The two spoke the same coaching language. Daddy's impact on this world has reached far beyond his 10 national championships in 12 years. His pyramid of success has become a favorite teaching tool of many CEOs.